and amen, hallelujah, might be my favorite song. Brother Dave, would you pray for Sister Rose and us? Amen. Welcome to Mountain State Baptist Church, Seeker Sunday School class. Have you been reading the Bible every day, praying every day? If you need help with it, we'll get you a schedule. And everyone that reads the Bible through can come to the Bible Reader's Banquet free of charge. Been in the book of Genesis for a while, and I hope we learned that the first 11 chapters are true. They're the Word of God, just like the other 66 books. Not only that, starting chapter 12 to chapter 50, that's true also. It's the Word of God. We've been looking at the patriarchs. We looked at Abraham, and we saw it, the first patriarch, first father. We saw he begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob. We've been on Jacob for a while now. Might finish him up today. You got a handout there with an outline of Jacob's life. We looked at that obedient patriarch last week. And today may be the sorrowing saint. The obedient patriarch in 35, he finally took over. And they had revival in verse 2. Jacob finally took over his household and started being a leader, is what happened. And he still had some problems. Back in 34, I don't know why, but Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. Went to see how high those high-heeled shoes was. Make sure hers was the same as the world's was. And then even after revival, verse 16 now in verse 35, and they journeyed from Bethel. I don't know how that happens. We'll get revived, and then we'll leave the house of God. Backslide on the way home from revival, And Bethel, you remember, means the house of God. El Bethel means the God of the house of God. But they left Bethel. I don't know why they journeyed from Bethel. I don't know why. And as a result, I guess a result of that, but verse 19, then Rachel dies. Her nurse had died earlier. And then down in 21, that might be where we're at. That might be where we quit. And Rachel journeyed and spread his tent beyond the Tower of Edar. Why? Why did he journey further from the house of God? I can't explain it. Maybe you help me with it later. I don't know how we get out. I don't know why we get crossways. I don't know how we get farther out then. I don't know. I just don't want to do it. Well, here's a direct result in 22. We're in Genesis 35:22, and it came to pass when Israel dwelt in that land that Reuben went out and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine, and Israel heard it. Now the sons of Jacob were 12. Well, seemed like it had been a lot better to stay at Bethel. Seemed like it'd be a lot better to stay in the house of God, come to Sunday school, stay for preaching, come back Sunday night, come back Wednesday night, business meetings, revivals, camp. I think I'd be better off if I just stay at Bethel. I don't know. I don't want to leave. I don't want to leave. Let's, then in 23, it lists the children. And we gave you a chart on that last week. I think helps a lot when you can see. But here it is in writing. The sons of Levi, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and Simeon and Levi, and Judah, and Issachar, and Zebulun. Then the sons of Rachel, Joseph and Benjamin. That's probably all there should have ever been. But you know all the trickery that went on down through the time. Verse 25, and the sons of Bilhah, Rachel's handmaid, Dan and Naphtali. And the sons of Zilpha, Leah's handmaid, Gad, Asher. These were the sons of Jacob, which were born unto him in Padan Aram. Verse 27, and Jacob came to Isaac his father unto Mamre, unto the city of Arba, which is in Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac sojourned. And the days of Isaac were 84. That'd be 80, 180 years old. And Isaac gave up the ghost and died and was gathered unto his people, being old and full of days. And his sons Esau and Jacob buried him. They got together for that much. This is a chapter of death, really. Jacob loses a friend or the nurse. And he loses his mother, loses his wife, loses his father. Now, it's very appropriate. The death of a saint is different. It's different. Brother Charlie went home. He's looking at the one he told others about. I've been with him many times when he told someone else about Jesus and the newfound friend that he'd come across. Thessalonians, let's look at it there. Chapter 4, 1 Thessalonians 4, famous verses that may make it even the more true. 1 Thessalonians 4:13, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. According to the Bible, to the Word of God, Brother Charlie went to sleep. He went to sleep. Now, really, he's more alive than he's ever been up there. But down here, he went to sleep. His body went to sleep. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. See, we're going to see him again. If you've got Jesus in your heart, if you've got that same Jesus in your heart, and I'm talking about my old business partner. We were in business for 5 years. You get to know someone real well in business. 14, and if we believe, anybody in here believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. It's not the word of Rick. It's the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or get in front of them which are asleep. Revelation 14:13, talking about the death of a believer. And I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed. I get it all backwards. I have a party when a baby's born and cry at a funeral. But the Lord says right here, it's blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. I'd make sure I was in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Brother Charlie was a worker, but he's resting now. Philippians 1:21. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. He just made some percent. He cashed in. It's better. Things is better now. Better than what, Brother Rick? Well, better than anything you can name or think of for a saint to go home. Isaiah 57. One and two. The righteous perisheth, and no man layeth at the heart. And merciful men are taken away, and none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. He just beat us. And he shall enter into peace. They shall rest in their beds, each one walking in his uprightness. And then 2 Timothy 4:8, there's a reward. Brother Charlie was looking for him. If he's around him very long, he told you that. 2 Timothy, I know it's supposed to be about Jacob. 2 Timothy 4:8. But the Lord knew. 2 Timothy 4:8, henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. And we'll go ahead and say, Brother Charlie got him a crown today. Now, to summarize Jacob, Psalm 103, verse 10 is very appropriate. You remember we've said a couple of times, Jacob's a picture of the believer going in the flesh, then going in the spirit. Picture of Brother Rick walking the flesh one day in the spirit, maybe a little bit, once in a while. 103:10, he hath not dealt with us after our sins, but rewarded us according to our iniquities. I get an amen right there. Yeah, over here. Numbers 23:21 gets more specific. It names Jacob. He hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob. Talking about the Lord didn't see any iniquity in Jacob. Neither hath he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. Well, it's not that Jacob didn't have any iniquity or perverseness, nor me either. But under the blood, God didn't see it. We're going in because of Jesus, because He was good. No, there's no goodness in us. If you don't have a perfect sinless substitute to take your place on Judgment Day, you need to start worrying. And I'm against worrying. God sees the blood, He sees Jesus, and He doesn't see my sin. Isaiah 53:6, all we like sheep have gone astray. What's all mean in the Greek? All. That's brother. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. That's what Jacob did. That's what Brother Rick does. I need a substitute. I need a perfect, sinless substitute. Here's a word that we ran into last week concerning Jacob, and it'll fit Brother Rick. 2 Peter 3:11. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be? We read last week about some things Jacob ought to do, ought not to do, the daughter ought to do, ought not to do. Well, what about me? What manner of person ought I to be? And see, this ought implies real strong that I'm not doing it. I get a witness right there. Ought condemns us. It implies we're failing. What manner of person I ought to be. We're not doing it. We're like Jacob. It's difficult to determine when Jacob started having a spiritual life. He's got his ups and downs, ins and outs, backaches, heartaches, headaches. 2 Corinthians 4:16, for which cause we faint, for though our outward man perish, yet our inward man's renewed day by day. Genesis 43:2, he starts getting a handle on it here a little bit. And it came to pass, when he had eaten up the corn which they had brought out of Egypt, their father said to them, go again and buy us a little food. Jacob never wanted a little bit of anything in his life. He always wanted a lot. He always wanted a lot. He's coming along a little bit, getting rid of some selfishness and greed. Genesis 46:1. And Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifices unto the God of his father Isaac. So now he's making an altar and worshiping, putting God first. We get some clues along here that he caught on. Genesis 47:9. And Jacob said unto Pharaoh, the days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have the days of the years of my life been, and have not attained unto the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimage. Jacob finally figured out he was on a journey to a holy land. This was not his home. His home was with the Lord. And that was his permanent home. Here he had a tent. And goodness and mercy, he learned that goodness and mercy had followed him all the days of his life. I want to figure it out before my deathbed. I want to recognize it now. Genesis 49:18, Jacob said, I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord. Jacob wasn't used to waiting on anything. He wanted it now. He was like me. He wanted it now. He wanted his ice cream, and he wanted it now. But Israel, his second name, his second nature, he learned to wait. And he blesses his children in the future. Jacob wasn't used to that. He was used to living in the present. Wasn't much for the future. Okay, well, that's Jacob. Now let's look at chapter 36. And if you just glance at 36, you'll see it's all a genealogy. And if anyone needs to go to the restroom, now's the time. It's really, live stream, it's time to go make a cup of coffee. If you want to take a nap, right now is it. Really, I'd rather you come to Sunday school next week than this week. I mean, this is going to be boring. I read it at home. It takes 7 minutes. I purposed I was going to read it all to you and punish you. But the Holy Spirit put it in here for a reason. We'll make a little bit of fun of it, but it's Bible. It's Bible, and I'm not going to make too much fun of it. But it's not just Bible. It's a family history of the rejected line. This is not the good line. This is not Seth. This is not Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is the rejected line, and God saw some reason to put it in here. I don't know why. This is the foes of Israel. From here down on through, it's the enemies of Israel. To Brother Rick, I didn't get this out of a commentary. To me, this is all a picture of religion. Religions come, and this is where the Eastern religions come from. A lot of them, Allah, Buddha, Mohammed. That's who they're going to emphasize down through here. And if you count the names of the people in this chapter, you'll get about 75. But there's really only 48 because some of them are repeats. I'll show you some here in a minute. But again, these characters, I'm calling them characters, that's people or persons. Just like I'd say, well, Brother Jared's a character, isn't he? That's people. There's 48 characters down through here, not like there's four characters in the word love, not like the alphabet, but characters. And to me, it's a picture of religion. Now, these are the generations of Esau, who is Edom. Again, Edom's a foe of Israel. And the generations, I was going to use the preacher. I was hoping he'd be in here. But anyway, see, me and him never went to Bible school till we were 60 years old. I'm 70, he's 60. Marcus went when he was 20. See, our hopes in our descendants. These generations are the descendants. Well, Levi just made a mission trip. He's ahead of Mark when he's 12 years old. And actually, they fell into our trap because that's what we wanted all along, is for our youngest to pass us up. And that's what's in this chapter. This is who Esau's hoping in. Just like Sister Cheryl's hoping in Marcus and Phil. Hannah and Landon are miles ahead of me. Philip tells everybody he sees about Jesus. We went yesterday for 2 hours and thought we did something big. Philip tells everybody. These passed us. And that's what Esau's hoping for. This is where all of his hope is. If you can see it, I hope you can see what I see here. We'll read a little bit here. Just starting off. Now these are the generations of Esau, who is Edom. Esau took his wives, the daughters of Canaan. See, I can't even pronounce them. Ada, the daughter of Elon, the Hittite, and Abiholamah, the daughter of Anah, the daughter of Zebonim, the Hivite, and Bashema, Ishmael's daughter, sister of Nebajah, and Ada bare unto Esau Eliphaz, and Bathamoth bare Reuel, and Holamama Baba bare Jeshua and Jalem and Korah. And these are the sons of Esau which were born in him in the land of Canaan. Now, if you look up at verse 18, here's what I'm talking about, a repeat. We get these are the sons of Aholabolamola, Esau's wife, Duke Jeshua, Duke Jalem, Duke Korah. These are the dukes that came from Aholamama and daughter Anna, Esau's wife. That's just the best I can do if you come from now on. That's about the best you can do. Anyway, are you getting the picture? Religion is complicated. Religion needs 48 or 75 characters. Religion's not simple. They say Catholicism's the most perfect religion in the world, but even that needs propped up. That's what all the little things are. It needs propped up because it won't stand by itself. It's complicated. They're going to have lots of traditions and rituals, lots of hope, lots of rites, lots of rules. Religion's hard. I used to teach a class named Americanism versus Communism, and I said I would rather live under communism than religion. Religion is hard. Communism's hard. I'm not taking anything from it. Religion's boring. Have I read enough that you don't want me to read the rest of it? I think so. I will if you want. We've got 7 minutes. It's repetitive. Religion's repetitive. Boring. Same thing over and over again. The sevenfold amens, the Hail Marys. It's rough. Some of these characters represent to me some of the things people put their hope in, the different things people put their hope in. We're getting ready to have a baptism. You know, some people hope in that. That's where their hope is. Church of Christ believes you've got to get baptized. And that might not be the only ones. Some's hoping in the Baptist. You might have walked in the doors because your hope's in the Baptist. I don't know. But Baptist, I don't know. Some's hoping in education, philosophy. Each one of these people represent one of these things to me. Some's hoping in good works. Some in their denomination might not be Baptist. 28 years Sunday school pen, maybe. My dad drove school bus for 28 years and they gave him a little pen that said that on it. I guess you could do that in Sunday school. Let me tell you a secret. The Lord Jesus Christ got a 33-year pen. He never missed once. And when he went for the right reason. It wasn't so somebody else sees new tie or something. the Lord Jesus Christ. How about faithful attendance? Some trust in tradition, fortune, fame, hair, comfort, computers, the United Nations, science. A lot of trust in evolution. A lot is. The bank. How about the bank? Mine closed up during COVID. I wouldn't trust the bank. Government. Membership. Well, I joined up. You know. Politics. That's just some of the things Brother Rick sees in this chapter with each one of those names. Then here's something I think is interesting. We'll skip, if you don't care, we'll skip down to verse 15. So I think the Lord has a sense of humor here. And He starts off here, these were the dukes of the sons of Esau. Duke Omar, Duke Teman, Duke Ken. Where'd that come from? How'd they get them dukes all of a sudden? The Lord, the Holy Spirit uses a good bit of ink to put all this in here. The posterity and the descendants of Esau. And all of a sudden these dukes show up. It's the beginning of their nobility. A religion needs these things like this. They need special things. But they just went in here and assumed these titles. It's like me and Brother Roger saying, hey, let's be dukes. I mean, they had to start somewhere. It started in verse 15. These dukes, they just bring them out of... It's man-made. It's man-made. I think it's kind of funny the Lord did that. And around here, some of these girls got them possum. Pet possum, some of these girls. And I was asking one of them the other day, I said, is that a registered possum or is that a regular possum? You know, I want to know how much it's worth. Yeah. I've had a few Tennessee Walkers, and some of them's got papers, and some of them don't. Some of our best horses have paid $500 for. Right. I have a couple, one or two with papers. Kim bought a registered Palomino one time. Registered Palomino Tennessee Walker. $2,500. You'd think, man, we thought we had something. She's dumber than a brick. She is. It only happened when you wanted to ride her. She'd lock up. Freeze. I beat her till I was ashamed. Really, I quit. If me and Brother Dennis took her with a team, had a best horse I ever had, old spark plug beside her. Took up Cranberry one time. And we got ready to come out of there. It's pretty important to come out. After you've been there, well, you got to come out. And man, she locked up. She wouldn't go. That black horse couldn't pull her. And we like to never got out of there. But anyway, if you ever got her started, she did okay, I guess. But what I'm saying is they're starting their registry here. Some kind of a lineage. You go down to verse 15. I'm sorry, 31. And now they want kings. And these are the kings. They went from dukes to kings. They reigned over the land of Edom before they reigned over any king over the children of Israel. Israel gets kings too. And the Lord's not interested in either one of them. Israel or Esau getting kings or dukes. He could care less about it, really, if you want to know the truth. And all that stuff about religion. Then starting here in 33... Verse 33, Genesis 36, and Bela died, verse 34, and Jobab died, 35, Husham died, Hadad died, Samalal died, Saul died, Baal-Hanan died, seven of them died, and then they still got dukes. I'm just telling you, this is a picture of religion. To me, this is a picture of religion. Now's the time to wake up. Now's the time to come back from the bathroom. Now's the time to set that coffee cup down. Here's the whole point of everything. Please don't miss it. Let's go over to 37. Verse 2. These are the generations of Jacob, Joseph. Any questions on salvation? This is not religion. This is salvation. This is where we live. This is where I live. Don't miss it. These are the generations of Jacob, Joseph. I know there's a period in there, but it doesn't change a thing. If you read the rest of the chapter, if you read the rest of Genesis, it doesn't change the fact. These are the generations of Jacob, Joseph. Joseph put all of his hope. Did I say Joseph? Jacob. Jacob put all of his hope in Joseph. Now, he had other sons. He had descendants. He's got a list, a genealogy that goes on and on. Jacob, these are the generations of Jacob, Joseph. I'll go ahead and tell you this morning, all of my hope is in our New Testament Joseph. All of my hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And right here, I want you to know the rest of the book of Genesis is about Joseph. Our next 13 chapters is about Joseph. And all the most perfect picture, 100 ways he's like the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll go ahead and tell you up front, all of my hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ, the New Testament Joseph. All the hope of the father, Jacob, is in the son. He put all of his hope in there. He wasn't dividing it up in case Esau come and attack. All of his hopes. Let me read it again. I don't think you're getting it. These are the generations of Jacob, Joseph. Let's look at it in the New Testament. Matthew 3. You hope in Baptist if you want to, or the baptistry. It's America. You can do it however you want. I'm going to put all of my hope in the Lord Jesus. Matthew 3:17. The Lord just got baptized, speaking of baptism. And verse 17, and lo, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, capital S Son, in whom I'm well pleased." I want to go ahead and say Jehovah God puts all of his hope in the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did. These are the generations of Jehovah Jesus. That's what all of his hope is in. Chapter 17. They've been up on the mount. Verse 5. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. Behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him." All the hope of the Father is in the Son. I'm going to put my hope in what he's hoping in. All of my hope is in Jesus. Mark says the same thing. Luke says the same thing. John says, "I and the Father are one." Red letters, Lord Jesus talking. "I and the Father are one." These are the generations of Jacob, Joseph. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for writing it down. Thank you. We're safe putting all of our trust in you, all of our faith in you. We're safe depending on you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.